You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek Unlimited.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek Unlimited. I don't know why I keep saying unlimited. It's not been unlimited in like a while, but anyways, welcome. Yes, I am recording this episode solo, mostly because I didn't want to have to stay up late. I've been taking muscle relaxers late at night when I record these typically, because of my injury from last week. So, yeah, I'm doing a little bit better this week. The whole foot thing, like, because what happened is I smashed my toe. I know I mentioned some of it last week, but I was a little incoherent. But I smashed my toe against, like, the corner piece of a wall, like, when you're exiting a room. So it's, like, when the two walls are joining in the center. And typically underneath all of that paint, there's usually, like, metal that they're attached to. And I'm pretty sure I smacked my toe either upward or downward on that and snapped it at the knuckle. And so in doing that, I'm pretty sure I did it downward because the rest of my foot on that side hurts like you know what. So, yeah, that being said, I managed to smash that whole side of my foot. It's still sore. My foot is still swollen up. I was wearing a boot that they put on me at the urgent care, and you know, this being a week later now, my toe is feeling a lot better. I mean, it's still black and blue, it's still broken, but I've managed to tape it next to the other toe. I'm trying to reduce the swelling, but I got the boot off because I went to the doctor and they told me more or less, if I don't take it off, I'm going to have long-term issues with my leg. Which I've already noticed a little bit of it, like my calf muscle and my ankle and my toes have all lost mobility in a week of wearing that thing. The good point was is I could walk. I had a little bit of a limp, but I could walk it without pain wearing the boot. So it helped me get to that first initial stage, which is great, but now I'm on to stage two. And they took new x-rays, which I'm still waiting to hear back on. But, yeah, the stage two is getting the mobility back in my leg. So I'm officially starting the second week of recovery from broken toe. So yeah, it's been an interesting time to say the least. Yeah, so what's been going on in your guys' life lately? I've been doing this, you know, I've been kind of MIA from the internet for a little bit. I've been watching certain things kind of pop up throughout the week. Like, I've seen the trailer for Supergirl, and I've seen, the fact that Clark Kent's taking more of a front role, which is kind of odd. I hope that they don't make him the focal point. I know he's in the first two episodes, which I'm okay with, but at the same time, like, I don't want him to be so recurring that it detracts from Supergirl herself, because I like her being the primary character. They've shown images of everybody else, and then talked about their capacity to some extent. And the trailer really didn't show anything. It was more so the pictures that have come out after the fact. Like, you see Superman meeting Martian Manhunter, John Jones. So it's going to be an interesting season, to say the least. And I know that they've got some different production stuff, being that it's CW in Vancouver now instead of L.A. So I'm looking forward to see what they're going to do with Supergirl. The Flash, I'm really looking forward to, just because of not only the trailer kind of showing how the alternate life thing is going to be, but seeing, like, the Reverse Flash, then you get, the black racer basically, because I can't remember his name right now of what they're calling him in this. And then you get Kid Flash, and then you get regular Flash, and so it's gonna be very fun. I'm looking forward to a lot of these shows coming back. Gotham, I'm kind of holding my breath on. I'm kind of waiting. That's my on the fence show again. It's kind of always on the fence for me. I don't know if I'm going to drop it or keep it at any given point. Like, there's points that it's great, and then there's points where it's just like, please cancel the show. And I hate saying that because, like, both ways, it's good and bad. But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. looks like it's finally stepping up its game because they've replaced Ward with Mac and in their lineup, like, actually fully replaced. And then, they've got their team back. They've got their little squadron back. They're kind of going back to that season one dynamic a little bit, and away from the Hydra and all the mess with that, because they've got Ghost Rider now. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. does. I know I said I dropped it, but I'm probably going to pick it up again, just to see what they're doing. And then Arrow, I'm hoping that Flash takes some repercussions into that show and kind of does some things with it, but I don't think that's going to be the case. Legends of Tomorrow, I'm looking forward to as well. Arrow, like I said, I'm looking forward to, but it's not like high up on my list. I enjoy the cast. I don't know. I expect more from it because it's the one that set the rest of the universe in motion. One of the nice things, though, like, I know little about this character, but I think it's interesting that Berlanti and his crew are creating a show called Black Lightning, which is based off of the character of the same name. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that. Like, I'm gonna pretty much anything that Berlanti's attached to that's a superhero thing based off a comic, I'm pretty much gonna watch it because they're all really good. Even if it's on another station, I'll still pick it up. Like, because I think that a lot of these characters, even though they may not be like your first tier characters, like unlike Flash, I mean, because Flash is pretty much the only one that's like first tier character that's on CW. Well, Superman will be too, and like Supergirl and Arrow and the Atom and Green Arrow and those kind of guys, like I see them as second tier characters. Like, they're not third tier, but they're second tier Justice Leaguers. So, like, I'm kind of excited to see like some of these second tier characters kind of hit first tier status on television because the first tier characters are still first tier on film. No, I mean, I'm really looking forward to a lot of the stuff the CW is going to be putting out this year. I'm looking forward to Frequency because I love the movie, to see what they do with the television show. I'm looking forward to Lethal Weapon because I like the films, and I'm looking forward to what they're going to do with the television show because, again, I like a lot of the actors that are involved too, so it makes it easier for me to jump ship to those shows. But yeah, what do you guys think about that? And then also, we had some awesomeness drop this past week. They dropped from Justice League the screenshot, and it's got Batman inside what looks like some kind of a cave or some kind of a ship or something. You don't really get much reference point to it, but he's pulling down a lever, and you see what looks like a Batmobile kind of damaged next to him. And he's wearing like this tactical armor, this new Batsuit tactical armor, which kind of reminds me of, it's kind of reminiscent of Nolan, like Christopher Nolan's Universe Batman, kind of like the first and second armor merged with the Justice League or the BVS Batsuit. I like it, but I hope that this isn't like one of the suits that he keeps. I think this is one of the ones that he's going to be fighting Deathstroke with, or like some of the parademons or something like that, which I'm perfectly fine with that, as long as he keeps going back to the other suit. Then I'm cool with it. But he's got some kind of weird goggles on that kind of remind me of Batman Beyond. So It's very blacked out, which I'm kind of sad about. I miss the gray aesthetic from BVS of the suit and keeping with the black cowl and cape, and black gauntlets and boots. But I mean, I'll get over it. But I'm kind of sad about that they've done away with the gray and gone all black again. I think they've killed this black. All straight black Batman in the films, like for the past like 25 years, because honestly, I don't want to see it anymore. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm fine with the suit. I really like it. I don't know what to think yet. I'm still happy that it's this version of Batman and not the Bale version. I didn't much care for that because I didn't find him as, he was more of a Gruff gotta beat him up kind of Batman, which I didn't find interesting at all. I found it to be kind of, yes, it was real world, but it was kind of lazy because in the third film they finally explained that Bruce Wayne knows how to fix things on his own without help. And you know, I get that he needs Lucius Fox to some extent, but like at the same token, like Batman is a tactical and detective genius. And we really didn't see much of that get used in the Nolan universe. So I know that they're talking about having that happen in this universe, which I'm excited about. Plus, you get to see a lot of Batman's gadgets. You get to see a lot of his fighting style. So a lot of that's really nicely put together. So I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but IDW next week is going to be starting the Revolution. And what Revolution is there finally is a time, like Revolution is in conjunction with it's IDW and Hasbro are basically making an epic five-part an epic five-part bi-weekly comic book series in September. Well, in the end of it. And what it's going to have is Transformers, ROM, Micronauts, G.I. Joe, Action Man, and Mask, all crossing paths in a comic. And I don't know if this is already out. It may already be out at the time of this record. I'm not sure. I'm really interested to see how well this plays out. Because it's a lot of Hasbro's properties, and I know that they're talking about doing this in the film universe, so if this translates well in comic, it might be a good formula for the films, because the only thing I hope they don't do is screw it up and make them look nothing like whatever they're supposed to be, kind of like the Transformers films. And I don't mean to harp on the Transformers films, I just find them to be extremely, they're very poorly written films. They're very action-packed, they're very adventure-y, and they're fun. They're not intelligent by any means, but they're fun. And it's one of those movies that I'll watch when I want to watch just a film that's got Transformers involved, and you know, it's kind of a shut your brain off moment, and I'm fine with that. Like I'll that's that universe. I get it. I'm not gonna be one of those like, oh, it has to be G1 or I hate it. Which I kind of do, but like I give it props for what it's done, and it's revitalized the franchise, which I'm fine with. Like I'll live with it. It's not like I have to be one of the you know 90% that enjoy it. For me, it'll always be the original show and Beast Wars and stuff like that, which is fine. I mean, every one of us has our own generation we enjoy. But I hope that they don't screw it up. You know, kind of like the first G.I. Joe movie, kind of like all the Transformers films. You know it. If they do it right, I think that it could be done well. Animation would probably be the way to go for it all, unless you're doing like Transformers, Combiner Wars, the that show on IO9. I think it's IO9. But I don't know what is that site? I can't remember the name of it. Is it IO? No, it's not IO9. Anyways, I don't remember. It's done by Machinima and Hasbro, but the Combiner Wars, I enjoy them. I enjoy the comics or the videos that they've put out. But I don't enjoy a lot of the voice acting, if that makes any sense. Like I feel like they just grabbed people because they were YouTube famous and they threw them in the videos to do the voices, and a lot of the voices just sound so freaking off, or very weak for the characters that they're portraying. I mean, you get standouts like, all the female cast is pretty much great. I have no backlash for that. Megatron, I'm kind of, I don't know. I feel like they could have got, it's Go 90, by the way, that site that it's on. But I feel like they could have gone and found somebody that can do the voice better. And as of this point, they've got 7 episodes out. I think I've watched up through 6. I still gotta watch 7. I mean, don't get me wrong, the animation's great. I like the cel shaded. It kind of reminds me of the video game Transformers Devastation, which I loved. Very similar animation style. I really like it. A lot of it's just the voice acting I can't stand. Plus the 5-minute videos that just kind of, I don't know, it just kind of irks me. I feel like, I mean, this is very much in the vein of G.I. Joe Resolute. Like they had, interesting voice acting, but they all sounded the same pretty much. And then they had like really great animation, and they had what G.I. Joe should have been the entire time if it was like more realistic. And then they were 5-minute episodes, or 2, 3 to 5, or 3 to 6 minute episodes, and you put it all together and get about an hour. So I feel like that's what they're doing here with Transformers, which is fine. I'm not, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to play devil's advocate, and it's kind of hard for me to do. I really enjoy them. I should just leave it at that. I really do enjoy them. I think you should check them out. But if you're expecting the G1 voices other than Optimus Prime, you're not gonna get it. Or with Rodimus. It's a nice plot line. I like it. I like the style and everything. It's great. But yeah, that's about my only pet peeve with it. So moving on, if you're a fan of Battlefield 4, you've been playing Battlefield 4 at all. If you've bought the actual like just regular core game and not bought any of the expansions. Origin and EA are giving them the expansions away, all 5 of them, for free, as a part of their Battlefield 1 promotion. There's no more, you don't have to pay $15 or $13 an expansion at this point. They're all free. So as long as you buy the core game for like $30, you get the entire game for free, like the rest of it, which is awesome. I myself am still waiting. I don't know when I'm going to be able to purchase Battlefield 1. I'm hoping on Black Friday it goes on sale for like $29.99 on like Origin, because I would love to buy it then. I wouldn't feel so bad about buying the game because it'd be half off. And then if they did half off the expansions, then I could feel good spending $60 buying the entire game. Whereas spending 120, I feel like I'm getting gypped. And that kind of goes back to the DLC thing that we talked about many episodes ago. I can't justify, I have a hard time justifying $60 on a game, let alone 120. Like I understand everybody's got to get paid somehow. I feel, I know that everybody's got to make money off it. That's kind of the way the world works. But like when you're one of those people that don't make a lot of money, like myself, or and I'm sure like some of you guys don't make a whole lot either, which it's fine, and I'm not knocking anybody for it, because like we're all at different places in life. And I feel like a lot of this stuff is so insanely overpriced, it makes it so hard for people to actually participate in a lot of the activities, which when stuff's cheaper, I feel like you can get a lot more people hooked and on board. Like maybe if they gave Battlefield 1 for like $30 and then had you spend the $50 for the expansion, I would feel great about it. But I can't. I don't know. And then the expansion thing being real, like the information of it being dropped so soon before the game even has come out, I feel like it's kind of like a slap in the face. Like, yeah, we got all this stuff prepared for you, but buy the game and then spend this extra money to buy this instead of just, all kind of separated. But what do you guys think on that? Like, I'd be kind of interested to know how you'd think of the whole expansion DLC type thing with that. So as odd as this may sound, Fox is going to make Stan Lee's life story to become 1970s set action adventure movie. I have no idea what this is supposed to mean. There's like everybody's reporting on it, and I'm having this weird wondering of what they're going to do with this. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they're planning on making it kind of like a biopic, centering on him, but it's supposed to be a heavily fictionalized account of Lee's early life that will aim, to be kind of unbelievable. But I don't see how it's going to be like. I have no idea where to even go with this. I think I'm just going to leave it. But that's in the news right now. But yeah, there's no idea whether he's going to be like a full-fledged superhero himself or engage in some other type of heroic profession. But they're going to kind of do that. Well, before I get into some other awesome news, Unicron.com mentions that new Transformers Robots in Disguise episodes are airing in Canada, which that's the continuation of Transformers Prime. I don't know if it's continuing season two, if it's on season three. I think it's season three. I know season one was longer. Season two was like half, and then at 13 episodes. And I think season three is going to be 13 episodes. Prime and Ratchet left, and it's pretty much Bumblebee and his crew. And yeah, so I know Starscream's going to show up in this season. I know that. We may see some other familiar Autobots and Decepticons show up. But it doesn't really say what's going to happen as far as that's concerned yet. But yeah, I'm going to be checking that out because I like the actual show. I mean, it's kind of in between Rescue Bots, like in tone. And Prime, so like you get some heavier hitting, but it's like episodic and it's like this overall storyline's kind of there, but it's very episodic week to week, and then it's not as dark and it's cel shaded. It's made by the same company as Transformers Prime, but it's got like that Tron Legacy, or not Tron Legacy, Tron Uprising animation. And then in other news, Adam Nimoy's documentary For the Love of Spock is out. So check that out. I'm going to be checking that out because I would be interested to see the documentary on it and seeing how his son paid tribute to him and put this together. But it says Live Long, and then it's got a picture of the 1960s Spock on it, with some kind of space effect over him with white in the background. It's just For the Love of Spock. But yeah, definitely check that out. I'd be interested to know who's watched it and what you guys think on that because it's Star Trek and it's 50th anniversary. So switching gears a little bit, I've been, as you know, live streaming on YouTube. And I finally figured out why my audio was doing the echo effect. And it's because I didn't realize my microphone was double in there. So it was also like slowing me down with lag, but I was also getting double microphones, so I had an echo effect. But once I got that figured out, I was able to do that last Battlefield 1 stream before the game went off on September 8th. And I've gone back to Battlefield 4. I haven't really played a lot of it since I've injured my foot because I just can't sit for very long. It makes it difficult for me. So, because I can't keep my leg from fidgeting with. I've been having muscle spasms since I messed my toe up, so. And my foot. But, yeah, if you guys want to play the game with me on there, I'm Steve Megatron on the game, so it should be kind of easy to find me. That's my name on Origin. I'm going to be playing primarily PC. I'm debating. And I'd be curious to find out what people are thinking on this too, but have you guys ever thought about stop getting the consoles? And what I mean by this is consoles at this point are basically PCs. They're glorified PCs that you're paying, $400 or $500 for this machine that's no longer a console. It's an entertainment device that does what a PC does. And so, like, my personal thought on this is I'm not buying a next gen console. I bought the last one, the Xbox 360, when it hit the Black Edition, the Elite style, when it came out with the Kinect. I bought it the 4 gig, and then I later bought a 250 gig hard drive for $30 at a used gaming store. So while I enjoy my 360, I've decided when it dies, or I may get rid of it sooner, I may sell it, that I will not be buying another console. What I will be doing is I probably will be buying a custom controller, an Xbox, One controller, because I have Windows 10 on my PC. And I'm using a 360 controller that plugs in right now to my computer. Because I've been playing my games with the controller, which has been very helpful for my hands. My basically almost carpal tunnel without being carpal tunnel. And what I mean by that is they didn't diagnose me with carpal tunnel, but my hands throb worse when I play games on the keyboard and mouse than if I play on a controller. So I've switched to a controller and I've lost most of my hand pain. I'm thinking about getting one of those controllers, like a custom Altered Geek controller that I designed, and because they let you do that now on Xbox's site, they let you create your own controller, like the color scheme and the design, and then you can have it laser engraved, and it costs you about $90. So I'm thinking about doing that, and I think it's wireless. I think you can do Bluetooth and hook it up to your computer, which that would be awesome. But I want to switch to that gear, and I'm thinking about getting rid of my console and all the games because you can get all the same games for the PC. Normally they cost half the price, or they go on discount a lot sooner because people are more, console gamers. But the hardware inside the new consoles are basically the same thing as my computer. And I could upgrade my computer little by little as I need to tweak things to play the newer games. So like if I need faster graphics card or more processing power, I can upgrade my graphics card and my processor without spending. I can do it incrementally. I don't have to spend it all at once to get this game console and then buy these $60 games and then buy DLC. Whereas for the PC, I feel like everything goes on sale a lot more and there's a lot more going on where you can basically work with it a lot better. And I would be interested in seeing how well like the next set of consoles play out, because I know that Xbox is coming out with the Slim S or something, or Xbox One Slim or Xbox One S, and the PlayStation 4 Slim or something like that. But And I know that they're upgrading some of the specs on it, but I don't think that it's that big of a bargain. And that could just be me personally. I don't know. I've looked into some of the stuff. I don't think that they're that great of a value. I'm thinking about getting rid of my consoles though, so that I can cut a hole in my wall from my office because my desk is directly behind my television. And putting a socket in the wall where I can hook up, basically, I can have an outlet where I can hook up HDMI and USB. And so, with doing that, I could turn my computer on in my office. I could have my computer plugged USB and HDMI into this wall socket, and then from there, plugged into my television. Or the USB, I could have my, like, a Bluetooth receiver. Or a YouTube or a USB hub, because I have one of those too, hooked up to my entertainment center, and then I could plug in all of my wireless, like whether it's a wireless mouse, wireless keyboard, Bluetooth thing for my controller that I plan on getting, and then I could play my game from my couch, and it'll be a stronger workhorse. Yes, I would be using it as a console, but I could also log off the games and still use my computer from the couch. And not necessarily have to go to my office to play where it's a little bit uncomfortable, and then in the winter it's freezing. So definitely thinking about doing that. I've been pondering that for months, doing this setup. I just gotta figure out how I can get a how I can get it set up. I know Lowe's sells a lot of the stuff, so I'm thinking about going that route, but I might look online, see if I can find what I'm looking for. Because I did that with my cable and my Ethernet about a year ago, so that I could get all of it channeled from my office to my television and my Blu-ray player. And it's worked great since. I'm thinking about going that route because I don't really want to spend. I can spend $20 or maybe $25, $30 and do this upgrade to my wall, and I could play the games from my couch rather than spending $300 to $400 to get the console and the games I want to play from my couch. I mean, granted, I could just buy the games from my computer and it'd be the same thing, but I don't know. How many of you guys have actually thought about doing it this way rather than buying a new console, or what do you think of the value of a new console is? So yeah, I mean that's kind of what's been going through my head lately. I've been kind of thinking about the whole, the new saving money and everything, and I get it. Those that do save money on or have to save money on a lot of stuff. That's why I had to quit collecting comics. That's why I had to quit collecting toys. That's why I had to quit collecting or playing games. Like I play the same game for like almost a year because I can't afford to keep buying them. Like when Arkham City came out, I think I played that for about a year. Had almost everything. I didn't do any of the Riddler stuff unless it was directly in my path and I could figure it out, but I played that game for a year. Same thing with Arkham Origins, did the same thing. And then, I play Unreal Tournament 3 a lot on my console, or I did until I got Battlefield 4. Then I get all the upgrades as they've released them. But yeah, it's been an interesting year to say the least. If there's anything you guys want me to talk about on the next episode with whoever I happen to get to host with me, I'm not entirely sure what I'm going to be doing next week, but yeah, just leave your comments, questions, suggestions, and be sure to check out our sponsor of Loot Crate for their September theme, and you can visit lootcrate.com/GCRN, and our coupon code is TBV, which you can enter to save
10% off on any new subscription. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive this month's crate when the cutoff happens. Of course, this theme is Speed, which has things from Batman, CW's The Flash, Arrow, Battlestar Galactica, Iron Man, Gone in 60 Seconds. So if you have a need for Speed, be sure to check that out. So they're going to also have Sonic stuff and Transformers stuff and Mario Kart. And so, yeah, definitely check out Loot Crate. Be sure to check them out. They're a sponsor of the show. So I guess until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks. See you next time.